This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Our show today is Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers joins us today, the owner of that company. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. You know, and I say this all the time, what a beautiful day in Colorado. Whether we have clouds like we have today or we have sunshine, that's why we love it here. It's just, this is the time of year that most people that live in Colorado just love.
I'm telling you, absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, before we get to our special guest today, rates.
That's the first question everybody asks.
They're holding. Are they holding?
They actually are holding. And what I mean by that is about a year ago, the rates were in the fours. Now they're in the low to mid threes. And they might move up to, let's say, 3.5, then they'll move back down to 3.375. So, I call that holding because they move normally every day. Sometimes they'll go up to the higher threes. But I think you can hang on because they're just going to stay in this bracket for quite a while.
Gotcha.
You'll see them moving.
Now, before we talk about refinancing and when's the right time to do that, what's really the percentage drop that makes sense for someone? I mean, what is there a magical...
Well, they say that 1% is, let's say you got 4.5, and if you can get 3.5, you want to do that. Well, on a $100,000 loan, that still doesn't pay. Mm-hmm. Because the payment and the 1% doesn't change the payment, but maybe $35, $40 a month. But if you got a $400,000 or $500,000 loan, half a point will save you $300 a month. So it's you know, you got to look at the loan size and the rate, but what's it saving you monthly? And what a lot of people are looking at now is they'll get a lower rate, not increase their current payoff, and shorten the term. So they're not going to lower their payment, but they're going to take anywhere from 3 to 8 to 9 years off their mortgage because they'll go to a shorter term. They might go to a 22-year or 19-year and still have the same payment as they had on the one with 30 that had a higher rate.
Right.
So we're seeing a lot of people starting to pay attention to how they can save themselves money, not necessarily on a monthly basis, but on a long-term basis.
Great. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. If you've got any questions whatsoever concerning mortgages, he will be glad to help you. Well, glad to have back in studio, Adam Courchain. And Adam is with NewMed Direct Primary Care, and we had him on in the spring. And I've actually replayed your show a couple of times, man, because it was such good information. But glad to have you back in with us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Glad to be back.
So let's catch up from the last time you were in. How things been going and what things changing good and all that?
Yep, all little steps forward. It's been a good change. I think I was here in April.
It was April.
And so now we're 6 months later, and things continue to grow. I'm expanding what I'm working on, and it's been a lot of fun.
Great.
One of the, you know, for the people that didn't hear you the first time, give us a history of, tell us about yourself, how you got to where you are, where you got your training to be a physician's assistant, and what that means.
Yep.
Explain that to us.
So my former life, I actually worked at Boston Children's Hospital in a pulmonary function lab. So I was the one testing all the little kids, a lot of asthma, a lot of cystic fibrosis. Learned a lot about life, a lot about medicine, and decided I wanted to go back to school. So this is all obviously Massachusetts, Boston area. So I went back to PA school at Mass College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. And became a PA and started working in internal medicine out of Newton. And then after several years there, I said, well, I'm going to try something a little different because I love learning about people. So I went into pediatrics and geriatrics, and then life wasn't busy enough. So at 39, I joined the military, became an Army PA. And then we said, well, we need to keep on living. Why am I living here? And my wife and I, we decided, let's make a change. So we moved to Colorado in 2015, so 4.5, almost 5 years ago now. Mm. And I worked urgent care for about 4 years. And I wanted to pull out my hair, but as you gentlemen can see, I don't have much. So
there you don't.
No, I keep it short. You know, you got it high and tight.
So you can't see the gray.
Gray? There's no gray.
Yeah.
That's when I came across, after much soul searching, that there are different ways to do medicine, health and wellness. So came up with, I didn't create, but came across direct primary care.
Okay. So when you look at, and man, those suckers are everywhere. These
urgent cares,
they're on every corner.
Yeah, I mean, yep. They're like banks.
They are.
They're everywhere.
So how are you different from your typical urgent care that's on our corner?
Got it. Well, and just move me along. I'm starting to get to be an old man and repeat things and all that
good
stuff.
We were so old, we don't even know it, so we're good.
That's the best kind. The way I was taught is pretty much everything in your health and wellness should be at a primary care, preventative care practice, everything, pretty much everything. Now, if I have an illness or an injury and I actually could be dead in 24 hours, that's an emergency room. Otherwise, I will never go to an emergency room. Anything that falls in the middle between those two things, that's an urgent care. That's the model. That's the way it's supposed to work. So if you have a pretty good cut and your primary care doesn't do stitching and you're not going to die, go to an urgent care. So urgent care is important. It's part of the model. We need them.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the whole system is so dysfunctional where people can't get into a primary care for stuff that's primary care. You have a raging sore throat and a fever, you call your primary care, and they say, well, we'll get you in about 3 weeks. You're like, okay, if I'm still alive and not dead, I'll come in 3 weeks. Or I can go down to the corner and pick up some Starbucks and get an urgent care at the same time. I might sit there for 2 or 3 hours, and I'll get that 7 to 8 minutes of FaceTime with someone. They'll probably give me what they think I want, and then I'm on my way. So it's now become convenient care, not urgent care. So the model's important. We need urgent cares, but they're not being utilized appropriately. So therefore, now your insurance, instead of paying, you know, on a primary care visit or something for $100, they're going to pay $300 or $400 on an urgent care visit. Or if you pop in at the local ER, then they might be paying $1,000. And then what happens to your premiums? It's this whole spiral. It's going to go way out of control. And that's why everyone's grumpy, because no one's getting health care. They have some health coverage, but not health care.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before with Craig Lackey.
Yes.
Difference between health care and health insurance.
Yes.
We all have, most of us, I should say, have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the difference between those two.
Yeah, it's a very fundamental thing. It's very small and it's enormous, and it's what the problem is. So I said this before, broken record time, but if you have homeowner's insurance and your house burns down, it puts the house back to the way it was, theoretically.
Right.
But I'm not going to use my homeowner's insurance this afternoon to get new flooring because I think it would look pretty. It doesn't work that way. It's to cover the catastrophic, unplanned for stuff. If I want to invest in my home and other stuff, that's freedom. I can do that or not. So car insurance, same thing. You don't use it to make your car better. You use it to maintain. So health insurance should be the same thing. It's used for when I'm sick,
when you're broke,
injured or broken or almost dead.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. The problem is, in our culture, we use it for health benefits, we call it, and it doesn't do that. Nobody got healthier with health insurance. Like, I'm going to say that. Nobody. Right. And in our country, we say, you know, hey, we have better medicines than ever, right?
Yep.
Everyone agrees. Better procedures, better everything than ever. But in the past 50 years, how are the diabetes rates, obesity, smoking, depression, blood pressure, anything chronic is horrific. And the reason why is because we're misusing the system. Use the system, the insurance system, for when something's broken. But otherwise, you got to think of a better way to get health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that brings up the point is the health care is something we used to do years ago.
Yes.
And where I see the benefit of what you do is direct primary care. Yes, is sir. If somebody has a cough, or they're not feeling well, or they pulled a muscle, or they don't know how bad they've done it, that's where you go into a facility like yourself.
Yes.
To just keep that, you know, changing the oil, doing the spark plugs, that kind of stuff, to make sure everything's working right, instead of scheduling a more expensive visit to a primary care physician or to a urgent care.
Well, and this is primary care.
Right.
This is the same thing. So the idea is preventative and primary care, but also most of the direct primary care is we can do urgent care too. So, I mean, I use this example in some of our networking groups is talking about like a kidney stone. So if you've ever had a kidney stone, I have not. I've seen them. You feel like you're dying. You're like, oh, my God, do I go to the ER?
I've heard it's the worst
yep.
pain.
And it all depends on how big that darn stone is. Right. So if you think you're dying, maybe that is appropriate to go to the ER. However, if it's not quite that bad, you're not sure, you can go to the ER, and not even including the provider fees or the facility fees, but just for the imaging and the labs in an emergency setting, that's about $10,000 plus. If it's not horrific, you don't think you're dying, you call your direct primary care person, you get a free phone call, you get them on the phone, you have a discussion, maybe you get that urgent CAT scan, labs and all that stuff. I mean, we have examples of all right. this, and that's about $350. So especially if you have a $6,000 deductible, you show up at the ER, you're paying $6,000. It's going to cost you, well, my copay is only $150. Oh, no, you're going to get a bill in the mail. It will be $6,000.
That's the six first.
Easy. However, if you went to the direct primary care, potentially it's the $350. Now, if there's something really bad going on, you're going to go to the emergency room. But my job is to make happy patients, not give them what they think they want, but what I think is honestly the best care. So if I have someone and I don't think they need to go to the ER, well, then we're good. So they spend their $350 and then they can call me that night. I can see them the next, you know, that day, next day, whatever. They don't have to pay anything extra. It's all included with membership.
Hmm. You have no time limit on how long you'll spend with a customer.
No, we do what has to be done. Yeah. And the thing is, like, there's some people, I had a woman in last week, we're sitting there chatting for about an hour and a half, and it was appropriate. We're talking about the family and all this other sort of stuff. It's not just simply what your blood pressure. That's an indicator, or your cholesterol is an indicator, but it's not your health. It's not your wellness. Right. So it's a package deal.
You mentioned the word membership.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's explain that. You're listening to Your Money Matters.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down.
Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our guest, Adam Corchain. Adam is with NewMed Direct Primary Care. You can check out that website, NewMed, and that's NUMedPrimaryCare.com. His number is 774-219-9311. 774-219-9311. Now, you mentioned in the last segment there the word membership.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Okay. So we were talking about, you know, when is insurance appropriate? And we said that's just like a car insurance. But if you wanted to have your car looking really nice, you can get a membership somewhere. Maybe they include the maintenance and update and all that other good stuff. So we have that for medical stuff, too. It's called Direct Primary Care. With that, if someone wants to become a member, they're part of the family. So usually it's about $65 or $75 a month, which I'll get back to price in a minute. But what that includes is their members. They can come in unlimited times, doesn't cost extra. Visits, I usually put aside at least 30 to 60 minutes, and then we can figure out what the problem is as opposed to treating the symptom. And then they can also call, email, text. They have a special number for that. So if we need to do telemedicine and it's appropriate, that's no problem. There's no cost or anything like that. Save some trips and all that kind of stuff. And then with that, anything, pretty much anything we do in the office. So if we have to do an EKG, check your blood sugar, do a strep test, mono, do some stitching of that big cut that you had earlier, fix all that, that's included. And then
that's included, the $65 a month.
Yes. Yep. So, and the reason why it's really set up that way is because it takes away the stress. Like some people are like, well, I should go in, but I don't have the $50 copay or whatever it's going to be. So they end up putting off their health until it becomes sick.
And see, that's a point I wanted to make, because when I had health insurance, I now am under Medicare, so it's a little easier. But when I had health insurance, there would be things that bother me. I wouldn't go in.
Yep.
I didn't want to write them checks.
Well, it's that, and it's so annoying.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to sit there for half a day.
Yep.
And I'm around nothing but sick people, and I'm like, and it's not that, that's just the way it is. And I'm like,
but
no,
it doesn't need to be.
I'll just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
What you provide is, I can go in, and I got this ache, or I got this thing that I hurt. What is it? Is it bad?
Yep.
Or do I just take some muscle relaxant, and I'm okay?
And a lot of people will start off, either they'll text me, hey, you have a minute, or whatever. So
right.
I call them. I say, what's going on? And they say, well, I have this ache or something like that. I say, well, where is it? We can have a conversation. And then you say, yeah, it's this whatever. And if it's not extremely clear, I say, well, do you want to swing by? When do you want to come in? Let's just, you know, kind of put us both at minds to rest there and make sure everything's okay.
And that's the health care part.
Yes.
The preventative type, that to where it makes you you're just in better health, so you don't have to worry about
yes.
it. And it's basically only $65 a month.
Yep. And the thing to think about that too is, when you're thinking about your life, and who goes around saying, hey, I hope I can have a couple of good days before my next illness, you know, and I hope my legs don't hurt while my back hurts. You know, it's not, I don't want to live sick to sick to sick. I want to live as well as possible, be as healthy as I can. I've said this for decades. I've said, I want to improve every decade. So 10 years from now, I don't want to be like, well, yeah, they said I was getting older. It's going to happen. No, that's total BS. Don't give into that. We've all seen that 90-year-old on a hike going up a mountain. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be the 64-year-old sitting in the Lazy Boy saying, oh, retirement just started. Now I can't move anymore.
Well, I mean, if you think people pay $110 to $200 a month to be able to watch TV shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It's $65 to make sure I stay healthy.
Well, and that's the big veil that's been pulled over is our culture. We think, you know, this is corporate America. Everyone lives underneath the big corporation, and you need the biggest and best. And I love the biggest and best, you know, and that kind of stuff. I like having a Jeep. It's fun. But, again, when I was describing what I wanted to be doing, none of it was like, well, I hope I'm watching 110-inch TV when I retire and watching shows. No, I want to be living. I want to get out there and do stuff. So I think most people, from our children on up, that's what we want to do. We want to do stuff, feel successful, and then go peacefully into the night when it's our time. None of that said, And hopefully you don't get sick too often, or hopefully you don't throw up too many times from your treatments. That sounds horrible. And that happens.
Right.
And that's called tough luck, meaning sometimes people get sick. It's going to happen, but I want to try to fight that as much as possible.
You do MRIs too, right?
Me? No. I arrange them.
You arrange the MRIs.
We do it all.
And I'll tell him, I was just talking to him in a break. If you're ever in need of an MRI, let me tell you about a place. It's called Upright MRI. I did one last year, and I'm actually doing one tomorrow on my knee. But, I mean, I don't have claustrophobia real bad, but still, MRIs are not fun. Sliding in that tube, you know, man. Close your eyes. You're in there 45 minutes or so, and sometimes an hour, and man. Here, I went in, I sat in a chair, and they did my neck, so cervical stuff. Because you lay flat on it, think about this from a medical side, you lay flat on a table. Are things going to line up different in your neck probably when you're laying flat and there's no weight bearing?
Yep.
Because your head, the weight of your head is going to push your spine
and now,
down.
Here's a, so I sat in a chair upright, big screen in front of me, and watched a Rockies game last year when I did this. Okay.
Awesome.
Which that'll make you need another MRI. But yeah, Rockies.
You tweak your neck?
Yeah. But then they have you tilt your head to the right, the left, 3 or 4 minutes, and do these different images.
Yep.
You can do cash pay stuff, and I don't want to get in trouble, but around $500-$600 for an MRI, right over Arapahoe and Revere. Okay, so, I mean, the guy's going to be on the show tomorrow, actually, Andy Stone. So, okay. Upright MRI, I'm telling you, is a great, great, great place. And, man, if you don't like those tubes, this is it. I mean, very, very cool.
Well, yeah. and that's actually a pretty decent segue into, as a medical provider, of a DPC, my motivation is to help people be as healthy as they want to be, and to take some of the headache out of it. So if someone says, hey, I want to go for this type of an MRI, I have at least three places I work with now. I might now have a fourth. So the upright one might be an extra $100. Is it worth it to you? And the answer is, you might say yes. That's called freedom. Isn't that incredible?
Sure.
So like if my patients that are members, if they have insurance, they can use their insurance. That's fine. Not for me, but for the other stuff.
Right.
And if they can't use insurance or it's super high deductible, then I negotiate for cash pricing on things. So labs, imaging, medications. The whole point is that the system can be so much simpler. So why isn't everyone doing it? It takes time and energy. And when you're seeing 25 patients a day every 8 minutes, you're not going to take time to sit here with you guys and have a conversation for the public for no obvious benefit because we need to keep churning through the horde of people. Well, this model is just different. So instead of 25 a day, it's about 5 to 8 a day, which is great because then during that downtime, we can do research on weird things. Somebody was asking about tick diseases and stuff like that. If there's something, nobody knows everything. So if I don't know something, I will call whoever or research it or whatever it is, or refer to another person. And that's why my motivation is to find there's a very good direct pay cardiologist in Denver, Marty Usman. He's awesome. Same idea. He does cash pay stuff. It's actually not that much. So if I need to go see a cardiologist, I have insurance. I have awesome insurance. I have TRICARE. No, I'm going to pay him cash and have him take care of me because he does an incredible job and it's worth it. Now, if I have a heart attack during the show, call 911, send me the hospital, and I will use my insurance 100% for that.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many scans out there that are available. You mentioned cardiology. I did one recently. Yeah, it was like $99, man. Mm-hmm. Just different things. And there's a lot of things out there you can pay just a little bit for just to get some idea of where you are.
One thing you hear more and more, and I'm starting to hear it now, too. But a lot of places, and I won't mention any big managed sort of systems, but a lot of people go in saying, hey, I heard about the scan, and it's supposed to be good for this. And they say, yeah, we can't order that. And you say, well, why not? Well, it's not covered. I didn't ask if it was covered. I asked if it's appropriate, and should I get it? We just don't offer it. And there's actually a doc that I work with, and he goes to that unnamed place and couldn't get a vitamin D test. I said, no, you're not in the right algorithm. We can't order it. So what the heck? I ordered it for him myself through my stuff. I think it was $10, maybe 15, something like that. It's just too easy. And that's why it shouldn't be this whole guessing game and which door do you knock on to get the special pricing and all this other sort of stuff. I'm not going to fix the system. It's going to take another probably 15 or 20 years, but little bits at a time when people are getting so frustrated because they can't get that appropriate scan or that appropriate recommendation because it's not on the algorithm.
Sure.
Or, You know, if you work for a big corporation, you probably have these coverages, these benefits, not necessarily health. Or if you can't afford anything, maybe you have Medicaid, but who's left in the middle? It's a lot of small businesses.
A whole
50% or 70% of people in the middle are either they're forking up a ton of money to pay for this magical little benefit that they think they need, or, you know, as we get the word out there, maybe they can get a lesser expensive plan that's appropriate coverage, and then maybe get someone involved, maybe direct primary care, that can get them to the best possible health that they can get to.
Right.
Now, in order to do what you do, I know you're a physician's assistant,
yep.
But the state has requirements. And
of course.
Do you have doctors on call?
Nope. I'm a PA,
so
physician assistant.
Right.
I fall underneath the Board of Medicine,
okay.
So they have their rules and all that sort of stuff. I have a medical director. Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yep. So anytime, day or night, if I need to get in touch with, actually we're switching, but him and her, there's two of them. Yes, and I have a whole network of people. That's the whole model of what we're doing. So that's where PAs fall in and all that kind of stuff. It's just providing good care.
Well, when I first met you a year ago and I was just getting into Medicare, I looked at it as that if that service would provide to me, I could take my health insurance
mm-hmm.
and say, I just want this for the big stuff,
yep.
which I'm not dealing with the small stuff anymore. My costs would have went down, and mm-hmm. then I'm paying you $65 a month, and I get to bother you once a week.
Yeah, but you're older. It's more. usually it's 18 to 39 is the 65.
Okay.
And then it's 40 to 64 is the 75. And then above that magic age of 65, it jumps up a little bit to about 95. But, you know, when I first started looking into this model, saying, how am I going to convince people to pay out money? I hate paying out money every month. Good gosh, membership to this, that, whatever. So it took me a little bit, but finally I started thinking, wait, we need to think about it from the standpoint of an annual cost. How much do I spend on my home, or how much do I spend on my well-being? Because if I don't have my well-being, then there is no home. There's nothing else. I'm gone. So, and that's why I do have some people on Medicare, and they pay extra. Why? For health. So they'll keep the Medicare, obviously. I mean, they
right.
kind of have to from what I understand. But that's good. You know, if something really bad happens or we need that advanced care type thing, that's when they use it. But they know that's not helping them get their blood pressure down. I mean, more drugs might help sort of, kind of. But, you know, I get a little frustrated because I keep saying for about 50 years, we say, you know, what's the first answer? Diet and exercise. Okay, what does that mean? No, just go home and diet and exercise. Then they come back in 3 months, and guess what hasn't changed?
Anything. Diet and exercise.
Well, we don't even know what the heck that means. I was an exercise physiologist in my former life, and I used to say, hey, you just need to eat right and be physically active. Like, I'm paraphrasing, but, that's what I was taught, and that's what we understand. And then it turns out, it's not working, because nobody understands what is diet.
What does it mean?
How many diets are out there? I don't know, a couple thousand? You know, so I start saying, well, how about ancestral stuff? Let's go back like 200,000 years, and maybe we live that way, and that kind of seems to work. I'm not mm-hmm. saying for everybody, but that's the conversation that we can have in this type of a practice, to say, well, I mean, I'm looking at two men sitting in front of me. You guys are different. You can have different foods. We'll use the word diet, meaning what you eat, or nutrition. Maybe one of you doesn't absorb
vegetables, which I don't.
You're allergic to them, I think.
I'm fine with those.
See? So all these types of things.
Right.
Well, and that's where, say someone really doesn't tolerate a certain type of food, maybe we need to talk about certain types of supplements. So what do we say about supplements in the general conventional sense is, well, you know, they're not regulated. They're hokey. Well, there are some companies that are really well set up, and they quality control and all that sort of stuff. So are those worth a few extra dollars? Sometimes they're not even a few extra dollars. Holy gosh. So, yes, I do like to work with those types of companies. So, you know, when was last time? Don't answer. But when was last time either of you had your vitamin D checked?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's some association, obviously, with bone stuff, but maybe some hormone management, maybe Alzheimer's risk, maybe some mood disorder stuff. So, heck, maybe I should check my vitamin D. That's just a little example.
You know, mine, was about 6 months ago, and it was low. And my first thought, why is it low? Because I'm out in the sun, you know, quite a bit. But that's not just the answer of being in the sun.
Well, you know, what we joke about is, you know, your ancestors, don't talk about two generations. Let's go back like 10,000 generations. What were they doing? Probably hanging near the equator in a loincloth. So I haven't seen you outside in the summertime, but I'm guessing.
And I promise you hadn't seen me in a loincloth.
You're not going to eat
no bikinis or anything like that. But that's think of the surface area of the body exposure for sun type stuff. Versus nowadays, we've got our shirt, our pants, maybe some socks, the whole deal. So we're not getting as much sun exposure. And it's tough, too, because we're not all living where we were. Oh, I got to be careful the way I say this. But, you know, I've got pretty light skin with a bunch of freckles. So, you know, skin cancer is just waiting for me, just calling my name.
Well, we also cover our bodies with, you know, with the soaps that we use and, yep, and the lotions. We're putting all these chemicals all over us.
Yep.
So when the sun hits us, it's not reacting the same way the skin
is. And there's all these different debates, and I don't have all the answers. I already said that. But the thing is, like what Scott was saying, is so if my vitamin D last December, I checked it. You know, normal range is about 30 to 100, we say. But functionally, people seem to do better above about 60. So mine was like 28. I was like, oh, gosh, come on. So I did start one of the supplements of that good company that I like. And then I rechecked it, and then I rechecked it. And I think a couple of months ago, I think it was about 64. I was like, okay, now I'm getting somewhere. So for me, I believe that that is important for me. Mm. So, because I want my body to function well and for all the juices to move around in the right spots and all that. Right.
If you're under 40, it's $65 a month.
Yes. You can't rewind the clock, Kurt. You can't.
Hmm. Can't what?
You cannot rewind that clock.
No.
So if it's a husband, wife, couple of kids.
Yes.
Everybody pays their own deal, or is there any kind of package for family?
So there are different packages.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And I need to put that on the website. That part's not on there. It just says family discounts. You know, there's also first responder and military. And I said, well, who counts? If you do a job where you might actually get killed at work, that counts as so they get a discount also.
Gotcha.
Where are you located?
So Centennial, so the South Glen area, corner of University and Arapahoe.
All right. Good.
Easy to get to.
It actually is. I wasn't looking for that location when I started, but then I kind of came across it. And everyone's like, oh, this is great. I can get here, and it's pretty easy. So, yeah, from any direction. So I have people down in Castle Rock. Some in Denver, Conifer. I think I got a couple Evergreen, that kind of stuff. And then Aurora, there's plenty. Bennett. So it's kind of a little bit of everything. And, again, it's good care. So if you need to come in, you come in. And if you don't, I'm not going to make you come in.
Pick up the phone and call.
Yeah. So, like, I send people a little message, hey, your labs are in. I just emailed you a copy with some comments, but let's discuss it because I want to make sure we're understanding each other. Do you want to come in or talk on the phone? Half say, kind of busy. Can we talk on the way home this evening? Sure. And the other half say,
when's the last time your primary care doc offered that?
Yeah. call me when it's your convenience. So I'll make sure I'm available.
Yeah.
So that you get that 8 minutes in the middle of the day.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Well, and the thing, I have some people who are firemen. I have a police officer swinging by this afternoon to chit-chat about what I do. Those guys, look at their schedules. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we all have busy schedules, but, you know, if you're on duty and they're like, all right, so can I come in today? Nope. What's today? Tuesday, right? How about next Thursday at 3 in the afternoon? You're like, oh, I'm on shift. 24-hour shift.
On, four off.
Yeah. Like, well, that's too bad. How about the next Tuesday at 9 a.m.? You're like, oh, gosh, I'm getting off shift at 10 a.m. that day. You know, and it's just this game. And you know what they say? Screw it. I'm just not going to go. I'm going to go to the urgent care.
Yep.
And you go, you see a stranger. And I worked urgent care. You try to do good work, but you got 10 people waiting. The clock's ticking.
Sure.
So you're going to get quick care.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good enough, right?
Once again, Adam's number, 774-219-9311. We'll be right back.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireservice.com.
You will regret not seeking medical treatment. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
Even small accidents sometimes create injury to human beings in the car. So I've had a number of cases where the amount of damage to the vehicle is $1,000 or less. And the people thought they were okay leaving the scene of the accident, but two or three days later, then they have the whiplash or they have the symptoms that were caused from the accident. And so you just want to make sure that you get good information when an accident happens.
Whether or not you feel like you need it, seek medical treatment immediately after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Adam Kerchain also from NewMed Direct Primary Care. Check out the website, NewMed, N-U-M-E-D, primarycare.com. So do you see this kind of as a new way of medicine? I mean, do you think this is going to catch on with people, or you think everybody's just making so much money in the other avenues?
No. It's the new old way. And I think we were talking about that last time also. But we cannot sustain what we're doing forever. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible. And what we're doing is we're saying we have a broken system. So let's throw more money at it. So we've been doing that. And over the past 10, 20 years, you know, how much is being spent on healthcare? More than ever. So it's all better, right? But nobody's like, oh, man, you know, don't misunderstand that a lot of people are like, oh, I go to this office and they're great. And the doc, PA, and NP, whatever, they're great. But the situation's horrible. Good God, I can't get in because they're trying their best. They try to squeeze me in, but it's you just can't manage it. So it is unsustainable. And again, the more money you throw at things, you can kind of, you know, keep that old car alive a little bit longer, but eventually it's time to get a new car. So, you know, we tried this. You know, since the 80s, we've been doing this thing where primary care, preventative care is magically covered underneath your health insurance benefits.
Right.
But everything's worse, you know? So there are people out there that really just, they're just doing fine. They don't need much. They say, I don't think I really need to go into that. And that's okay. If you really don't need it, that's great. But we were just saying during the break, like how many of us know someone in our life who, you know, the expectation is if you get older, every 10 years, every decade as you get older, you're going to get blood pressure problems. You're going to probably get diabetes because your dad had it. And then you might get, you're going to get cholesterol problems. And you're probably going to be heavier. And your knees are going to hurt. That's the expectation. So when it happens, it's not abnormal. I think it's very abnormal. When we look back at our human history, you know, picture 10,000 years ago, how many people were like, hold on, bear, I got to take my insulin because my diabetes is acting up a bit. And I'm not talking type 1 diabetes, I'm talking type 2. Or how many people were like, oh, man, you know, I got to run across the Serengeti here, but my BP's a little high. I think I need to take some lisinopril. Like, no, we didn't do that. Humans don't operate that way. So what we're doing, our regular culture, is very abnormal. And then when they look at the indigenous populations of, you know, these little places, say in South America or Okinawa was another one for a while until Western involvement, but they had the largest percentage of populations that were above 80 years old, you know, and they didn't have any of these problems. And then once you introduce Western diet, you know, Western medicine, all that stuff, all of a sudden, next thing you know,
drugs.
Yeah. Well, that in the technique, the less focusing on social development and all this other stuff, all of a sudden now you need to have the plaque removed from your arteries. Like, we never did that. Well, why do we need that? You know, and you know, there's always going to be an example out there. Well, my Uncle Jimmy had this problem. Yes, there's always outliers, but it shouldn't be normal. That's what I was saying. Like, it shouldn't be normal that when you hit 40, you have blood pressure problems. And by the time you're at 50, you've also got cholesterol, and then you're type 2 diabetic. That's abnormal, period. And probably 95% of that can go away with lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
What is that lifestyle choices
lifestyle
thing again?
Choices.
Oh, a diet and exercise. What does that mean?
Yeah, what's that?
I have no idea what that means. So, and that's why for me with my patients, we were just talking during the break about chiropractic neurologists or Beacon Fitness. I think that's what they call them. So BEKN. I've been meeting with them. They have a really interesting fitness model where they integrate physical therapy and physiology testing. Wow, go figure. So that's what our professional athletes get, but not the rest of us. Maybe we should, you know, so maybe I should pay less for my coverage and more for my health care. So
one of the questions I want to ask you, do you treat children, and if so, to what ages?
So the youngest I had a couple weeks back was 2 week old. So yes, children.
That's pretty young.
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
I wasn't at the hospital for the delivery, but I did talk to mom within a day or two, and you know, that was very exciting.
Yes. So you kind of, so she's a member. So
yes.
Before the birth, she would come in and see you.
Yes. Yep. And she had a separate obstetrician, of course. I'm not going to deliver the baby. And that's appropriate care. But all the other stuff, I took care of that. I take care of their other children. And they just did a plus one. So easy peasy. And they come in as often as they want.
How many members do you have currently?
Ah, we're still growing. So we're looking to build up to about 500 or 600, and we're only at about 75 now.
Okay.
So, yep, still growing, and it's open enrollment season, which is a prime opportunity.
Well, I tell you, you know, you always look, okay, what's the downside of something like this?
I wasted $65 a month.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see from what I'm wasting, so to speak, trying to get in my time and effort of trying to get into my primary care doc and all the different things. And then, like you say, you feel bad enough to call for a guy, you really want to be seen pretty quick. All right.
Well,
and now you can't.
Well, see, I kind of look at it as if you need an attorney and your brother's an attorney or your uncle's an attorney, it's nice to be able to pick up the phone and call him and ask him for something.
Yes.
If I have a family member that's a doctor, it's great. Well, now I got this guy that's a doctor that I could just pick up the phone anytime, call him, say, okay, I got this ache, I got this problem, my wife's going through this, and I can get an answer.
Yep.
And all I'm paying is $60. I get my answer now. All right. I get to make my decisions now instead of getting in the car, driving into urgent care and saying, okay, here's what the issue is.
Yep. And the thing is, we're talking about health and wellness. And I didn't like that phrase when I first started looking into this stuff. And I was talking to my wife. She's a nurse, and she's involved quite a bit. And we were talking about the phrasings to put on the website. And health and wellness sounded kind of froofy, I guess. So we didn't use it a lot. But the more I've been doing this, like, it's actually very appropriate. And when I say wellness, when I'm laying in bed at 10 o'clock on a Saturday evening wondering, is this a big deal? You know, my leg has this weird twitchy thing going on. Shh, you know, and I'm a man. I'm going to suck it up and be there quiet, but I'm going to be awake, churning, and thinking about it, but I don't want to tell my wife. And then turns out it's a blood clot later on and I die. Or it was just a twitchy muscle. It'd be nice to have that answer then. Or you can wait till, you know, maybe Sunday or Monday, and like you said, call your primary care, not get in. Maybe I go there and I have to wait an hour because they're overbooked or whatever it might be, or I go to the urgent care, even with great insurance. I don't remember if it's United or Anthem or one of them. The copay at an urgent care is $140. The other one was like $150. That's the copay. So that's 2 months right there for that ease of mind. And again, the point of going to the urgent care is what's wrong with you and what do we need to do to fix it, as opposed to why do you have this problem? Why don't we try to take a step backwards and not keep doing the same broken thing?
Let's not put a Band-Aid on it. Let's cure it.
Yes. And if it's quiet and you don't have a lot going on, that's the best. Let's not have the problem to begin with. And again, I don't force my opinion on anyone else. I give opinions. Sure. But if someone comes in and says, hey, I have high cholesterol, I want Lipitor, I can do that. Most people are like, hey, would you take this? And I say, well, not if I don't need it. No. So why don't we talk about that other stuff? What does that mean for your body or your body? Is gluten a problem? Dairy, sugar, whatever it might be. And it's not the same answer for everybody.
Absolutely.
Except sugar's bad for everybody, but whatever.
Again, Adam's number, 774-219-9311. Check out the website. I was just looking at it here on my phone. It's NewMed, N-U-M-E-D, primarycare.com. We'll come back a few more minutes with Adam Kurchain.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Again, we appreciate you being with us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. You'll find a lot of great companies to do business with there. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. This is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you each week by Affordable Interest Mortgage. So if any mortgage needs at all, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today, wrapping up with Adam Kurchain. Adam is the owner of NewMed Direct Primary Care. His website, NewMed, N-U-M-E-D, primarycare.com.
One of the questions I want to ask you, I have Medicare and I have my own primary with using you. What he may do when I do something with him versus what you do, if I have both of you going, how do you get to see what you're each doing? Who's prescribing what? Because I might not know, and I might not tell you. Is there this magic cloud that you throw all the medical information into that you get to see?
So the way I tell everybody, this is a small business. We can do whatever we want. And I mean that in a good way, meaning I have one person on Medicare that – they want me to do everything. So they don't have a separate primary care. It's right. Me. I do it all. I don't bill Medicare a penny. It's our relationship. I have another gentleman who he has his primary care that he's had for 30 years. Loves the guy. Trusts him. Wants to keep him. He was actually going to concierge, and they wouldn't return calls. He paid, I think it was $5,000 for the year. And then it just wasn't working for him. He heard about me, came to see me, said, I like the way you answer questions and actually get to the root of things. So I want to let that concierge one elapse, and I want to sign up with you. I'm going to pay for a year now. I said, okay, great. He's like, I want to use my primary care to manage me, but when I have questions and stuff, I want to be able to call you. And he's like, but you can't always answer. And I was like, well, I mean, if I'm in the bathroom, of course not.
Right.
But
or on vacation.
Well, no, on vacation, either I'll answer or someone. Like, that's, you know, we never disappear. That's the membership part. So he's called me several times. Sometimes, oh, my back was twitching. You know, should I take this medicine or that? And it's a great relationship. And that works really well for him. So now, in answer to your question, we can do a medical release type thing. So I have a copy of his records, and the other doc has a copy of my records. So we can go back and forth. I can call him anytime. I have the authority to speak to him on behalf of the patient. Same thing as if I call the ER saying, hey, Kurt was in the ER last night, and you know, we need to know some information. Here's a signed release, and then we go from there.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're talking about continuity of care.
Yeah.
And also, you did say this. Some people don't share the records, and yeah, I mean, we can do it, but then what if there's an interaction or something like that? So it's good to have a nice open understanding that way.
So you know what the other person, so you're not mixing the wrong or giving contradicting information.
Right.
And it's confusing to, i.e., me, the patient.
Sure.
I'm gonna say, okay, which one of these guys right, which one's wrong?
And that's why either there should be one person or two is fine, like I said with the other gentleman. It's an understanding. And there's less of a likelihood of misunderstanding because we can talk whenever. You know, and he sends me little messages or a little email or whatever it is. Hey, what about this? What about that? And I say, you know, that's a good question. Why don't we talk about that one? That's the way it should be.
Wow.
Now, physicals.
Yep.
Free.
Anything.
If you're a member of their, your physical.
Yes.
School physicals, doesn't matter.
Yes, correct. So school physicals, you know, urgent cares, you can get them cheap, like $25 sometimes or $30. But I have a tough time with school physicals because I used to work in pediatrics, and I'll tell you, school physicals should be by someone who knows your child, you know, and knows, oh, remember that year when something happened, as opposed to a stranger who's doing their best but just says, does Jimmy have two arms and two legs and a heartbeat? Yep, good to go. But anyway, yes, so school physicals, DOT certified, so I could do those also. Those are no cost for members. Uber and Lyft stuff, I just did one yesterday on that. So yeah, it's all included.
Wow. So do you just, somebody give you a card and you just bill it each month, or you can pay up front, you can do?
Yep. Again, anything. It's up to me and you to make an agreement. So sure. You can use a bank account, a debit card, credit card. That gentleman who had the separate primary care for 30 years. He's like, can I just pay for a year up front? Of course. I'm like, yes, I can take money. Sure.
Take cash.
Yeah. So whatever we agree upon. Usually we'll have a credit card or something on file. That way, I actually had someone come in this morning, picked up Claritin. I gave him a month's worth of Claritin. I think that was $1.50. A month's worth of Benadryl. I think that was 70 cents. And then what else did he pick up? Something else.
So Valtrex. We can still use our insurance on our
definitely
medications.
Just not on me.
Just not on you.
Not on me, because it doesn't work. But if you want to go to the pharmacy and pick up that same medicine, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. As we get close to the end, you got to tell me, what do you like about being a PA? I think I know the answer, but what do you like about it?
Oh, can you tell me? No, I'm just kidding. I have really always been very fascinated by people. I was one of six kids. We had foster kids at home. It was just interesting, the dynamics between people. And as I've gone on, like I said, I was an exercise physiologist. And then I remember in PA school, I had this professor who'd start slamming her hands on the table, yelling, you know, fear triggers anger. And her point was, when you have people that are angry and yelling, they're probably afraid of something. So I try to teach my kids, who are 14 and 17 now, if you understand people, you don't own them. You're not better than them, but you can help them better. So I think if someone comes in and they're tired and they're just grumpy, there's something not right. They're not balanced. So if you can figure that part out, that's amazing. That's like so empowering. So, and again, it doesn't make me better or worse than anybody else. It's different, but I feel good about it. So the part about being a PA is I am paid to study people. That's my job. How cool is that? So all these years I've been doing this stuff, almost 15, I think, as a PA, like I've been paid to do this. It's awesome.
Wow.
I like
very cool. I tell you,
I like the service. I like the fact that, you know, if for okay, and I'm going to keep coming back to the 65, even though my fee would be higher. But at $65 a month, I get to answer my questions. Mm-hmm. When I have that thing that bothers me, mm-hmm. I get to pick up the phone and say, okay, I can call you.
Yeah, and think about it from a year standpoint. So I think 65 times 12 is 780. So for $780, add up last year's costs. And again, maybe you had a good year. That's great. But any ER, any urgent care stuff. And again, I can't avoid all ER visits. But all the stuff, all the medications. How much do you pay for your human body to be alive forever? I mean, not forever. For your full lifespan. It's not just this year. You might have 10 years. You might have 50 years ahead of you. How are you guaranteeing it's going to be functioning?
And then, like I say, you've already pre-negotiated a lot of great deals if we need scans, tests, blood tests, whatever.
Well, what's your 70 cents for Benadryl for?
It's cheaper than getting at the. Like, yep.
I got to join just so I can have that because I use that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, definitely.
Well, Kurt, we appreciate it, man. No, thanks for setting us up again.
I never knew he existed till about a year ago. Yeah. Yep. I said, well, I got to put you on the show because it's too nice.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, Adam Corchain, New Med Direct Primary Care, NUMED, primarycare.com, Adam's number, 774-219-9311. Leave it right here on KLZ 560. Mark Griffith coming up next.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.